Justices David Prosser and Pat Rogensack were the only two to raise concerns about moving cases from circuit to tribal court, and even they say they're willing to work on amending the proposed new rules. Justice Prosser says it's not clear that all tribal courts offer people a jury trial, and that might mean forcing people to give up a constitutional right.
You're in effect giving the circuit court the right to simply take somebody's constitutional rights away. I think that is profoundly troubling.
But Pottawatomie Tribal Judge Eugene Whitefish says most tribal courts do offer jury trials. He told the court the traditional approach to justice of Native American culture has always respected individual rights.
Even back when we didn't have a court system and our elders possibly handled some of those, they always had the right to speak. In my court system, you don't have to have a $200 attorney speak for you. You have the right to speak for yourself.
Many of the cases that would be eligible for transfer would involve family cases, such as divorces and child custody, neglect, or abuse cases. State Representative Gary Sherman, who helped draft the rules, says the state already transfers many such cases to other countries when it's appropriate.
For example, in child custody cases, we may defer to an ongoing case in Mexico.
Between now and June 30th, the court will work on redrafting the rules and is seeking advice from state law schools with expertise in Indian law to complete that process. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.